这个莫照话头是是中应该叫是什么？书讲的是中国禅什么？中华禅应该是什么？是，对，是我们的传承没有错，但是它是什么？是禅宗的一个很关键的一个修行方法。
So these two methods of silent illumination and 话头，
好像声音不是很大，是吧？
According to 师父, is actually one of the pivotal practice in the school of Chan for Chinese Chan.
我打个啊。那这两个法门，可能你要参很久，你要去参加这种的一个，稍微要打了好几次禅期才稍微抓得到要领啊。
These two methods actually requires a, it takes a long time for you to become familiarized with it. Sometimes you may even have to participate in quite a few intensive retreat in order to get a hang of it.
然后十二因缘是是南传的哈，原始佛教一个很关键的一个观念啊。
As for the concept of the 12 dependent origination, it's one of the fundamental concepts in the Theravada Buddhism.
那十二因缘，就这边有十二样东西，那在我们每个当下都一直在影响我们啊。
There are 12 components in these 12 dependent origination, and at any given moment, these 12 different components are affecting us.
也就是说你现在坐在这边你就是跟着十二因缘转的啊。
As you're sitting here, you are actually already under the influence of the 12 dependent origination.
那莫照话头我们是顺着十二因缘，那莫照话头是什么？要逆十二因缘。
So we are under constant influence of the 12 dependent origination. As for the practice of silent illumination and 话头, they're actually teaching us, helping us go against these common tendencies.
也就是说，顺十二因缘，那我们叫做生死流转，然后逆十二因缘就是什么？我们叫做超越生死啊。
So if we continue to follow the 12 dependent origination, then we will continue this cyclical cycle of birth and death. But if we practice going against it, then it will be a practice reaching toward nirvana and enlightenment.
那十二因缘它把它分成十二样东西，那如果我们就是莫照话头，或者说禅宗，它只分成两样，就是心跟外境。
The concept of 12 dependent origination divides the functioning of the mind into 12 components. But in Chan, this distinction is simpler, where it's divided into phenomenon versus the mind.
那心跟外境就比较容易，就记两样东西，心跟外境啊。
It's easier to remember that way. There's the mind as well as external phenomenon, and that's it.
那你心跟外境再把它分开，或是心再把它分，就可以分成十二个啊。
But if you want to divide them and examine them in further details, then they branch into these 12 dependent origination.
好，那在修行的时候是越简单越好，所以就把它分成心跟境。
But when you're actually practicing it, the simpler, the better. So it's easier to conceptualize just two concepts of the mind and external phenomenon.
但是在日常生活当中，我们的生活是复杂的，所以对这一个心跟境怎么分成十二因缘，若是能够理解的话，那你用 这一个末照话头去修行，就比较知道要掌握什么东西。
Yet our daily life is more complicated and complex. So if you have a good understanding of the 12 dependent origination, understanding how the mind and the external phenomena function and how they are, can be divided into these 12 different components, then in return, it will also help you deepen your practice in 话头 and silent illumination.
那十二因缘这边有叫什么无名行识名色六入触受爱取有生老死
What are the 12 dependent origination? They are ignorance, intention, consciousness, name and form, the sixfold sphere of sense contact, and then contact, sensation, desires or craving, grasping, becoming, birth,old age and death.
那生跟老死我想应该每个人都每个当下都在经验到的哈。
For birth and old age and death, I think these are, people can experience it constantly.
我们一生下来就开始老死哈。
As soon as we are born, we already are in the process ofAging and dying.
是不是两岁比一岁更老啊？
Isn't a two-year-old older than a one-year-old?
啊，你要希望是用 all 了，对不对啊？对，希望刚才是那个啊。那我们说我长大，其实是你，就是说你，你只要一生下来，那就迈向老，迈向老化，那迈向死亡。
So, as kids, we often said, I'm growing up, but it's actually, it also means we are already in the process of aging and approaching death.
一般人可能看不到死亡，因为一般人是把肉体当成我，那念头起来消失，他们不认为是死亡啊。
For ordinary people, it's probably harder for them to perceive perceive death or dying, because ordinary people tend to take the physical body as an entity and only look at that. Whereas in truth, every thought that arises and ceases, it's already one cycle of life and life and death.
然后这个生跟老死其实里面的一个是除了身体以外，心念还有心念。那心念就是。前面这些东西就什么触受爱取有
So, the concept of birth and old age and death, it doesn't only apply to the physical body, but also applies to your mind, your thoughts, which then relates back to, the earlier concept of contact, sensation, craving, grasping and becoming.
触受爱取有是在现前的我们可以感受到的啊。
Contact, sensations, craving, grasping, and becoming, these are, experience that we can have, at this very present moment.
它跑得很快，但是还是可以感知到的啊。
We experience it in a very rapid speed, yet if you tune in, you are still able to experience them.
譬如说我们现在我们在这边讲那你在听那这里面就有触受爱取有
As we're sitting here and you're listening to the talk right now, the contact, sensation, craving, grasping, and becoming is already taking place.
触就是你的心透过你的眼睛接触到我的什么我的这个表情就是色或是我的动作就是色你的心透过你的耳朵接触到我的声音这触接触到声音这个是当然还有你的心透过你的身体接触到你的感觉那个也是触
So as for contact your mind via the route of your eyes or your ears that you come in contact with my physical form or you hear my sound and so your mind contacts the voice, my voice, or your mind through your body have physical sensations. These are all considered contact.
那接触到以后，你们一定会有感受啊，感受我们分为乐受、苦受，还有什么不苦不乐受啊？我们叫中性的受啊。
So once there's contact, there naturally raises sensations. As for sensations, there's the more pleasurable ones or more painful ones. There's also the third category of neutral sensation.
比如说你们听到了，哎，听到了，哎，还蛮不错的乐受，对不对？那乐受就产生，哎，不错，再继续听啊。那苦受啊，听得不相应啊。也就产生不舒服，那就可能看看表，决定是不是马上溜掉，还是继续忍耐下去啊。
So as you're listening to the talk, you may feel, oh, I think it makes sense to me, I understand. So it gives rise to the sensation of pleasure, and then you decide I'm going to stay and continue to listen to the talk. Or it may give rise to the sensations of pain, suffering, if you don't understand what I'm talking about. And in that case, you may be thinking, oh, perhaps I should find a moment and get out of the hall and end this unpleasant experience.
你们可能以为是因为我讲得好或讲得不好，所以你离开，其实是你的选择啊。
So you may think that it's because of my talk, whether it's good or I'm a lousy speaker, that you decide to leave the hall. You actually don't realize it's your own decision that's making you leave or stay.
如果我讲得很烂了，说你听完以后有1000块可以领，你可能就什么就留下来了。
So even if I'm a lousy speaker, if I tell you, if as long as you stay at the end of the talk, you will get $1,000. In that case, you'll probably still stay, no matter how bad the talk is.
因为你的乐受可以支持你啊。
And that's because of the sensation of pleasure, anticipation will support your will to stay in the hall.
那我们乐受，这个受就有三个，就是苦受、乐受、不苦不乐受，然后爱。爱是包括嗔，就是你若是乐受，你就产生欢喜，那你就是苦受，就产生嗔，就是不合你的意。
So as for sensation, there are three broad categories, pleasure, pain, versus neutral. And then it links to desires. Desire is actually the same coin. It's a coin with two sides of desire versus anger. If you have pleasurable feelings, then it will bring you joy and happiness, pleasure. As for if you have unpleasant feelings, then it will bring anger.
那乐受产生爱，那爱就希望是什么？一直什么？一直继续下去。那如果嗔就什么就赶快离开现场啊，如果离不开就只好什么就乱想其他的啊。
So if you have a pleasurable feeling and gives rise to desires, you will want to continue making the experience last. On the other hand, if it's not pleasant, you probably want to run away from it. And if you can run away at that very moment, then you start to daydream.
我记得有个小女孩她说她妈妈若是在跟她唠叨，她就把妈妈当成空气啊。
I remember I once heard from a little girl, and she said, if my mom is nagging me, then I pretend she's air.
为什么？就把她当成空气，她那个心就什么，就是去什么，去转移注意力。否则的话，就是什么，妈妈唠叨，如果你是产生乐受，为什么还要当成空气？不用啊。
So, it probably brings her pretty unpleasant feelings. That's why she has to imagine her mom becomes air. The talk is just air, so her mind can wander off.
所以你这一个触，就是你透过你的六根接触到以后，然后产生乐受、苦受，接下来产生贪跟嗔，接下来产生什么？我们叫什么？起跟什么？舍。那接下来当然就是这样的变成一个 我们叫有就是一个行为、哦、有生口意的行为。
So from first contact, it brings sensation, three types of sensations, which result in either craving, wanting to continue, or wanting to run away from it, extinguishing. And then further on, it leads to when you have cravings, you want to continue it and grasp onto that feeling, or you want the feeling to dissipate. Then from there, it continues on to the next element, which is becoming.
所以你在这边做有没有办法一直产生垃圾？从头到尾一直产生垃圾。
So as you're sitting here right now, is it possible to、give rise to these pleasurable sensations constantly?
是可以训练的哈。那个人讲的再烂，你都可以产生垃圾；讲的再好，你可以产生什么？就是苦受啊。
Yes, you can train yourself. Train yourself in no matter how bad the talk is, you can still.Give rise to pleasurable feelings, sensations, or、it can be the reverse side as well. No matter how good the talk is, you can still dislike it.
因为这里面就是、我刚才讲说触受爱取有，但是我们都是用心跟境来讲，其实上就是心跟境的关系而已。
Even though we've just divided into contact, sensations, cravings, grasping, and becoming,、if we use the broader category of Chan, it's really just the mind and interacting with external phenomenon.
那用心跟境怎么讲呢？你的心触到我的色，触到我的声音，接下来你的心去触你的身体的感受，接下来你的心去触你的什么？你的念头。你自己的念头，你决定是喜欢、讨厌，接下来你的心再去触一个想法，这都是心在什么？我们说你去触相或是取相。
So how do you explain that? If you use just mind and phenomenon to explain this whole process, it's your mind contacting the phenomena of my physical form or the phenomena of my sound, my voice, the phenomena or your physical sensations.And then linking it to the phenomenon of your feelings, a happy feeling or pleasurable feeling or unhappy feeling. And then, it then touches contacts the phenomenon of a thought that you give rise to, as a response to these feelings.
然后这个我们就现前就可以感觉到一直触受爱取有，一直在进行。那前面这个无名氏名色六路怎么讲呢
？So at any given moment, these contacts, sensations, cravings, grasping, and becoming is already in process constantly, continuously.
那无名有很多人有不同的解释啊，我比较喜欢用就是《楞严经》所讲的，就是你有能所有能看的你，然后所看的对象，那就是无名。
How do we explain the concepts of ignorance, intention, consciousness, and name and form? There are actually many different ways to explain ignorance, but I prefer to explain it via the Suragama Sutra, where ignorance is explained as having this dualistic mind of subject and object.
也就是说我们中文常讲的就是什么你跟我作对哈我是你的对象，我是你被你看到的对象，那叫作对。只要作对以后，就什么，就是无明。
In Chinese, there's actually a phrase that "you are opposing me." It possibly came from the Chan school, where as long as you feel that there's someone opposing you, you already are operating with a dualistic mind of subject, the self, as well as the object, the person who's opposing you.
然后你有无明以后，接下来就是有能所以后，接下来持续的一直跟你的能所一直互动以后，慢慢你的行啊、哦，行可以讲说身口意的行为啊、哦，或者说更细的啊、哦，更细的像我们的什么，我们的新陈代谢，比如说我们的头发，我们的什么。细胞分类那个都是属于行的比较维系的东西在进行
So once this dualistic mind is established then it continues to function and give rise to this intention. This word can actually be explained externally as our behavior. Or from a more subtle level, you can talk about our metabolism, how our skin, we're shedding our cells, the hair is growing and shedding. Those are a subtler, more subtle level of intention.
那这一部分就是讲的要花很多时间，然后大概讲就是你的心本来是没有能守的，那一旦你认为你的心需要去感知一个对象才证明你有感知能力，那就是无明，那这样子以后你的心就从没有能守变成有能守。
This will actually take a long time to explain, but basically the mind initially has no concept of, it's non-dualistic and no concept of subject and object. But once it gives rise to this erroneous thought that, oh, I need to have an object in order to know that I have the ability to be aware, once this thought arises, it's ignorance, and then we continue this loop.
这在我们现实生活也能够看到，就是说你平常都有什么事可以忙，突然间忙完了以后就觉得什么无聊空虚，有没有 要再抓一个东西来。
We can observe this kind of interaction in from our daily life too. Sometimes we are ambushed by how busy we are and we are buried in our daily complexities.But once the project is done, oftentimes people, instead of feeling relief, they will feel there's a sense of emptiness, and they need to grasp onto something else, so that to give themselves a direction.
那个我们说小孩子要玩具哈，大人也要玩具哈，因为大人没玩具也是日子也是很难过的。
So little kids likes to have toys, but similarly, adults also need toys.
我曾经有人做实验哦，就是一天给你这个2000块啊美金哈，哦3000块美金都没关系哈，但是你就做一个实验啊，就是你在一个房间里面呢，没有东西可以看，没有东西可以摸，没有东西可以什么。就是没有声音，没有东西可以看，没有东西可以摸，然后就是你能够待一天就给你2000块，待2天就4000，然后就这样看你能够待多久哈。那就流浪汉去了哈，没有办法超过一天。
There was once an experiment that was conducted where they offered to give people $2,000 or $3,000 a day.If you are able to stay in a room devoid of any kind of sensational stimulation, so there's nothing for you to listen to, nothing to watch, nothing to feel, there's nothing. And so the condition is, as long as you're able to sustain and last a whole day, then you'll get $2,000 by the end of the day. So some homeless people went and wanting easy money, and no one was able to last for the entire day.
那我们在台湾有一个学校啊，那个校长他处罚学生就请他什么打坐，结果那个学生说，校长我要让你打，我不要打坐。
There's also a school in Taiwan where the principal, whenever he needs to punish a student, instead of punishing that person via any other means, he makes them meditate, and students will come to the principal and say.Can you just spank me? I don't want to meditate.
因为他的玩具不见了。
And that shows that the kid actually doesn't have his toys anymore. Any of those usual sensory stimulation are considered toys.
也就是说，我们这个心一直在什么往外在要抓东西，要抓东西。你没抓的话，你不知道这个心要安在哪里。
So our mind is constantly going externally to grasp onto various phenomenons. So once those phenomenons have disappeared, we're left with a mind and not knowing what to do with it.
So 我们的莫造化陀就是你的心不去往外抓，就这样子而已，就是心不往外抓。
So the methods of silent illumination and hua tou are fundamentally just methods teaching your mind not to grasp onto anything externally.
好，那我们刚才讲说，你的心一旦往外抓，你不断的跟外面一直去什么互动以后，本来是什么都没有了，这时候慢慢的虚空世界众生就跑出来了。
So once the mind starts to grasp onto phenomenons and start interacting with these phenomenons, initially there was nothing. It's all just vast emptiness. Then from there, space, the world, sentient beings emerges, arises from this interaction.
那这些什么这些东西跑出来以后，然后你会继续跟他什么就是跟他互动啊，那我们的心原先是没有虚空世界的，这时候叫做智慧。那你一旦有世界，有虚空世界，然后你一直跟外界互动，那这个心，智慧的心就变成有能所，我们叫做事。
So initially, there's no space or world sentient beings in the mind, in our mind. In that kind of state, the function of the mind is called wisdom. But once because of ignorance, these phenomenons arises and the mind starts to interact with these phenomenons and having the concept of subject and object, then, the space, world, sentient beings emerges and the function of the mind, wisdom, gets turned into consciousness.
那有这样的有能所啊，我们叫事，然后没有能所叫智啊。那我刚才讲说末照实际上就是从有能所的事，然后你不往外攀岩，然后回到智，我们叫转什么转世成智。那现在是我们是转智成事啊。
So the mind without subject and object is called.The function of it is wisdom, whereas the dualistic mind with subject and object is called consciousness. So basically, the method of silent illumination is to stop you, to train you from refrain from grasping onto these external phenomena and returning consciousness to the state of wisdom. So that's what we're trying to do. Whereas right now,at this moment, what we are doing is we have turned our wisdom into consciousness.
我们刚才讲说，无明产生以后，虚空世界啊，众生就跑出来，然后在能够认识世界的、认识虚空的，那叫众生。然后众生又在这个无量的世界里面的无量四大里面去找一个什么？跟你有缘的四大就是你的妈妈哈，就是精子卵子所组成的四大，然后你的心就什么跑进去了，我们叫投胎。
So the mind give rises to space, the world, and sentient beings. The entities that have ability to perceive the space and the world is called sentient beings, and amongst the vast number of worlds and various phenomenons, these sentient beings look around for entities that they can connect with, they have affiliation with, and then to make them become the parents. And then that's called conception, where these... 是什么东西进到那个
就是我们的心念，甚至我们有能手的心念就叫事。
So the thought, the consciousness enters, and becomes the embryo.
应该就是说，你现前的心，你一念心里面，其实它是蕴藏了你整个过去的业种。那你进去了，那这个事进去了以后，那跟这一个有四大组成的那一个什么，我们说。这一个小四大啊，那就形成叫这个加起来就叫名色啊，就是物四大叫做色，然后其他的受想行识加起来叫做名色。
So the consciousness contains the seed of all the past karmas and past actions and thoughts, and it enters the embryo and comes to being. This is called name and form. Actually, the smaller portion of the four elements, four great elements, is called the form. As for 受想行识, as for sensations, perception, volition, and consciousness, those are called the names. So it becomes the concept of name and form.
那有说你这个有这个身体了以后，接下来再透过你的六种感官跟外界互动。啊，本来我们这个六种，本来我们若是没有色身、没有能手的时候，我们的心是什么？是可以见闻觉知的。那现在有身体以后，变成你看要透过眼睛，听要什么？透过耳朵，你没有办法用眼睛听。
So once enter this physical body, having this physical body, because originally the mind has ability to interact and to be aware of all phenomenons without any limitations. But once with contained within the physical body, then from that point on, we have to interact with external world through the six sensory, from the six senses.
所以你现在你是前面的这个六路哈，我们是把它切割为六根啊，那接下来我们就哦六根去触哈，那好像是这个部分好像是怪过去式的，其实现在也在发生，就是无明行识明色六路跟触受爱取有，其实都在当下发生呢。
So then the mind has to go through the six sensory organs in order to come in contact with phenomenons. This is called sixfold sphere of sense contact. So in any given moment, even though some people may think ignorance, intention, consciousness, name and form, and the six contacts are things of the past, it's things that had already happened. In fact, these five combining with the ones that we have talked about already, contact, sensations, cravings, grasping, becoming, birth, and death, we are undergoing these process constantly at any given moment.
我们在每个当下，其实我们都会认为身体是我，就是你用你的心，然后去抓起这个身体为我，那以这个身体的六种感官跟外境互动。
So at any moment right now that we take this physical body as ourself, and through the six sensory organs, we are interacting with external phenomena.
如果有人拿了刀要杀你，你说杀了就杀了，那这样的话，你的身体是不是就会坏掉？会啊。可是因为我们把身体认为是我，我要一直让这个身体一直什么，不是保护，一直活着，就是其实已经什么，已经插管了，插了我也想要什么活着，活着的感觉真好。
So, if right now someone wants to take the knife and want to hurt you, if the person stick the knife into you, then of course, you cease to being and you pass away. Or, but our mind is, we have this intention to strive to live. So even with assisted living, we still crave to live on through this physical body.
所以有些人就是他已经就是要死，他说就不死，那你给他开导以后，他就要什么，噗，就放下了，有没有？就是那一颗想要抓把身体这个四大，然后一直维持在可以什么，可以活下去的那一种力量，它一直在。你只要放掉以后，那这个四大就什么，就分解了啊。
That's why it's often the case where some people they are already at the brink of dying, yet they refuse to relinquish. They continue to cling on to this physical body, thinking that only through this physical body can we live. So they cling on to it, not able to let go. So oftentimes in these cases, once you are able to talk them through the process, explain things to them, then they will willingly relinquish. And this is exactly to demonstrate that we cling on to this physical body as the self and think that we have to live through the physical body.
那我们这个身体就是如果瓦解以后是不是就解脱了？没有，马上你这个心是马上又去抓一个东西，抓另外一个比较维系的身体为你。
But does it mean that once the body is gone, then we are liberated? That's not the case, because the mind immediately then run to other phenomena, or perhaps a more subtle phenomena, and take that as the self.
所以有些人讲说，哇，这个公公在那边哈。或是说啊，这个什么什么人在哪里啊？就是你死了以后，那马上又有另外一个什么，你以前的记忆中的那个维系的身体就跑出来了。
So once the actual physical body is gone, then we may grasp onto our past concept.Of our physical body. So we grasp onto a thought. And that's why some people are able to, once someone passed away, to say, oh, that so and so is still over there. That's because the mind, instead of grasping onto the actual physical body, grasps onto a thought, a past memory of the body.
那这一个就是不管你现在活着或是你这个四大昏厥，你那个这个什么前面这个无明识这个东西还都是一直继续进行的。
And our mind continues to operate that way, whether the mind exists or whether the body still exists or the body is gone. That even if the body is gone, then we continue to grasp onto conscious.
那在我们现前，我们现在每个人当下，我们有一个心不断的在维持这个身体，让这个身体什么能够继续活着。
So right now, as we're speaking, we have our mind is grasping onto the physical body, trying to maintain it.
那在佛经里面讲，就是说，其实我们现在是视眼名色，名色眼视，就是在蓝传的话，我们现在是十二因缘嘛。蓝传是讲说，这个视眼名色，名色眼视，它这两者一直什么相互的。
So So that's why we often said the consciousness grasp onto names and form, or the reverse, the name and form also in return grasp onto the consciousness. These two are mutually interacting with each other. And that they also explain it this way in the Theravada schools of thoughts.
也就是说我们这个名色的身体啊，那提供这个事的一个他们叫什么叫做立足点或是落脚处，就是两个有点像是什么，不能讲是狼狈为奸了，啊，不是，这两个什么，就是两个拆伙以后就什么就不行了、啊，我们什么有什么东西，对，我们有什么东西是两个要什么要，不是，它是两个要什么要相互支持，是来不是来持续这个名色，那名色在什么提供那一个提供事。
So the name and form and consciousness, the two actually are constantly colluding with each other to support this notion. If they are separated, then it doesn't quite work anymore. So the consciousness needs the name and form to feed it, and the name and form also depends on the consciousness. So those two are constantly corroborating with each other to maintain this false sense of self.
譬如说，我们假设我们的身体的感觉不见了，大概不太会有念头，或是大概不太会害怕。
So that's why oftentimes if we no longer have the sensations of the physical body, then we probably wouldn't feel fear so much.
所以有些人就是什么，就他入定以后身体被烧掉了，他不知道。
So there are plenty of examples where people enter samadhi And then their physical body is burned or cremated, and they still don't know about it.
也就是说，你这个，比如说我们碰到一个危险的时候，我们身体就什么，就产生紧张、恐惧嘛。恐惧是不是需要身体的这些四大的这些变化来通知我们？其实要的啊。
So once we encounter a dangerous situation, then the physical body tense up and the hormones produce and all that, and to give rise to the feelings of fear. So the consciousness actually also depending on the physical body to anchor the feelings.
身体产生恐惧的感觉，然后我们这一个心事又什么？把这个恐惧的感觉当成我，那希望就是能够保护这个身体。那除非你这个身体完全什么，现在就是说，哦，就是危险去除了，我们才什么，才放松。
So the physical body produces the emotion, the feelings of fear, and theConsciousness then grasp onto this feelings of fear and take that as a self. So unless the physical body actually is able to relax and once the danger is passed, then it continues to produce fear and the consciousness recognizes as a self.
我记得就是有一个阿姜叉他在坟墓当中打坐、哦、然后就他们很怕鬼、啊、不是坟墓当中，他打坐的地方是一个火化场，那人家有人来烧，结果他打坐的时候感觉有什么，有声音，有脚步声，这样走来这边，结果他这个全身什么，啊、哦，不是绷紧而已啊，就是这种恐惧感，就是啊，一直持续下去啊。他最后他是这么想说，好，这个什么身。无常受无常想无常还有什么行无常事无常啊，生无我受无我想无我行无我事无我，好，你要就给你，诶，就他要把这个东西给他以后才什么整个那个恐惧转化为无限的清凉。
So a famous master in Thailand, Ajahn Chah, when he practiced meditation, he once was practicing in a graveyard, or the place where people cremate bodies. And he was sitting there and suddenly he felt there were footsteps approaching of ghosts or beings. And he was gripped with panic and fear and his body was extremely tense.Just extremely, extremely tense and fearful. Right before he reached the point of breakdown, he actually gave rise to the thought that, okay, fine, forms are impermanent, sensation is impermanent, perception, volition, consciousness, these are all impermanent, and there's no intrinsic existence, inherent existence in any of these. So,saying to that being, if you want any of these, if you want my body, go ahead and take it. And once he's able to give rise to this thought, then his whole body just calmed down and relaxed.
所以他就讲说，你能够伤害的就是无印，可是那一个知道无印能够被伤害的那一个能知道的那个东西是不会被伤害的。
So he thought to himself, the only thing you are able to harm are my five skandhas.Yet the mind that has the awareness that five skandhas is being harmed, the mind cannot be harmed in any way cannot be taken away.
所以他们有时候叫人家说，你在恐惧的当中、啊、你就什么不要脱逃，就在恐惧当中超越恐惧。
So that's why they often say to people, if you're in a state of fear, don't run away from it, no escape. You need to transcend the fears.
哦，那就主要是因为，我们一直以为身体感受是我。那你这个 这一个什么心是要抓身体为我的这个力量，那碰到一个外来的东西要什么外来的力量想要把它什么把它破坏掉的时候，你这个力量就形成非常什么强的，透过什么透过我们说恐惧来什么来保护你的什么你的身体。恐惧是非常有力量的，你我们平常说打瞌睡，只要有人要什么有一只老鼠出现的话，你马上什么就不会想睡了，因为那个力量是最大的。
When our body is fearful, it gives rise to these sensations, and then we keep grasp onto the sensations, the sensations of the physical body as self. So when there's an external force that interferes and wanting to break this link or in some way this change it, then our fear rises as a protective mechanism. Fear is actually a very, very powerful thing. So, for instance, when you're meditating and you're dozing off, if a tiger suddenly appear in front of you, you would no longer doze off. So fear can be a very powerful thing to protect this link from sensations and the sense of self.
所以在我们每个当下，就是我们基本上都在一个就是身体为我的平台，那在跟外界互动啊。
So in any given moment, we're actually using our physical body as an anchor, as a platform, and taking the sensations as self, and that we interact with the world that way.
事实上就是说，从今年来讲，就是说你在现前，你所感知的世界，还有你现在你所使用的身体，都是你心识什么变现的啊。
But in truth, according to the sutra, they're saying in any given moment, anything that we perceive externally, or even the physical body, or our feelings and thoughts, are all phenomenons that the mind contact. So these are all just phenomenons of the mind.
那你自己创造的东西是在每个当下啊，就是事实上你看到世界是你的心要去什么，你的心要去沿这个世界，你感知到身体，你的心要去什么，去感知到身体。所以只要你什么，只要你睡觉以后，这个世界身体就什么就消失了，是不是？
And actually,Any things that we perceive or we encounter are the doing of our own mind. So if you want to perceive the world, it's because the mind wanting to grasp onto the phenomenon of the world and perceive the world. Similarly, if we want to perceive our body, again, it's the mind's intention to grasp onto the sense of the physical body. So when we're sleeping, the sense of the world actually just falls away.
当然我们睡觉的时候，我们也不晓得我们的身体不见了啊，但是如果你身体还在的话，表示什么？没有睡着。
But actually we usually don't have that kind of awareness when we're sleeping, realizing that the sense of the body has fallen away. If you feel it or you sense it, it means that you have not quite fallen asleep.
我们在平常就是说要睡觉的时候，尽量就是说让自己的身体没有感觉哈，那快死的时候哈，就是尽量让自己不要睡着。
So when we're sleeping, what we're trying to induce is so that the body doesn't have so much sensations as its distractors. But when we're sleeping, what we tells ourselves to do is actually try not to fall asleep when we are dying.
那主要是我们以身体为我，抓住身体为我。
And that's because we have grasped onto our physical body as a self.
所以在这个里面。不管你是说你以身体为我，或是感觉为我，或是你看到外境，它的共同点都是你的心去取向而已。
So within these 12 links, no matter whether you mistakenly take the physical body as a self, or take your sensations and feelings as a self, or take any other external things as a self,these are all merely due to the mind grasping onto phenomenons.
我们在任何时刻啊，都是我们这颗心去取向，除了你取向以外，没有其他东西了啊。
So beyond, other than the mind grasping onto phenomena, there's nothing else, and that's all we are doing at any given point in time.
你起我的相，那我这个相就出现；你起你的身体的感觉，你感觉就出现；你起你的想法，你的想法就出现。
When you grasp onto my physical form, the appearance of my physical body, the form arises.When you grasp onto a thought, the thought arises. When you grasp onto a physical sensation, that sensation arises.
假设你在就是在一个时间点，你什么都可以不取，外面的不取，外面的世界不取，你内在的身心不取，你当下这个世界就什么？对你来讲是消失的。
So.If there is any moment where you are able to stop grasping onto anything, you stop grasping onto anything externally and also not grasping onto anything, any phenomenons of the mind or the body, then these are moments when we call the world has fallen away.
所以我们在像参话头的时候，参到一个程度是什么？外面看不到世界，内在看不到什么？身心，可是那颗心想要参化的心还是什么？还是在的。
And so when people are practicing the method of 化头, there's a stage where externally they do not perceive any phenomenon, and internally they also do not perceive any physical or mental phenomenon. Yet the mind that wants to continue to investigate the 化头 continues.
我记得来果禅师，他不是来果禅师，是汉山大师啊。汉山大师他们进入，他说他进入一种境界，这一个什么身心不见了，世界不见了，连虚空也不见了。然后不知道过了多久以后，他又什么，他的心事里面又慢慢的浮出什么，浮出虚空世界。然后慢慢的他脚就再去踏这个地，慢慢才有感觉。
There's an example from Great Master Han Shan, where when he was in deep samadhi meditation, that he felt that anything physical and mental phenomena has fallen away. This world has fallen away. So has the space fallen away. So he was in that state for X number of hours or days, and then gradually he felt the space returning, world returning, and once he set his foot on the ground, having the physical sensation, the bodily sensations returning.
他这个跟那个什么，跟人家这个开刀麻醉有点类似啊。你开刀以后，你什么身心世界全部不见了啊，甚至他们麻醉师就问，就跟这些病患讲说，等一下我跟你麻醉以后看看你在哪里，没有人知道他在哪里。那他这个情况跟汉森大师有点一样，只差汉森大师很清楚他在哪里。
So this is actually very similar in some ways of people undergo anesthesia, where when they have received that anesthesiaThey lose sense of the world and their physical as well as mental phenomenon. Sometimes doctors will ask, you know, after you pass out, try to see if you can remember where your mind has been. And after the patient's awake, nobody remembers where the mind has been. So the only difference between these people undergoing anesthesia versus Master Han Shan is that they don't know where they were.Versus Master Han Shan, he knows very clearly where his mind had been.
那我自己有一些经验哦，功夫没那么高啊，但是比较差一点的啦哈，就是我身体基本上是没有感觉，是可以走路，但是你身体没有感觉啊。然后甚至眼睛也都不会乱看的哈，那没什么，不是没什么。几乎是没有妄想。那唱到最后的时候，觉得说，哎呀，这个要回台湾了。那时候在泰国，要回台湾了。他说，好了吧，就关机哈。 关机以后，结果那一个什么很细的妄想就全部归队哈，希望想先归队，接下来先回到核心里面，然后触妄想再怎么回来，那你什么东西都有了，身体什么妄念都有了。
I had a sort of similar experience, maybe less than what Master Hanshan had experienced, but a little bit similar. I was in Thailand at that time, and I was able to meditate to a state where I lose physical sensations. My body was still able to walk, but I don't really feel it, and my eyes doesn't wander anymore. It doesn't move at all. And so I was in that state, and I had very, very, either no or very few wandering thoughts. But after a while, I gave rise to the thought that, oh, you know, this is about the end of my stay in Thailand. I need to go back to Taiwan now. Then at that moment, all the more subtle vexations or wandering thoughts, they return immediately to the core. And then after that, the more coarse type of wandering thoughts then come back. And very soon, everything, all the physical sensations come back as well.
我是花了三个月才把它剥掉，结果它一秒钟全部回来了。
It took me a good 3 months to get rid of all that, to be in that state of meditation. And then it only took 1 second for all those wandering thoughts to come back.
所以你就知道那个基础，那样的心，基本上你一直什么，原理是你等于是荧幕，本来什么东西都没有，那你自己荧幕里面就开始画，画这个世界，画这个身体，具有这个身体跟世界作为你的什么基本平台，然后再以这样的一个基本平台，你跟外境互动。
So you can use the metaphor that where the mind is just like an empty monitor. There was nothing to begin with. Yet our mind, we ourselves put on the image of the world, the physical body, and then we start using that as a basic platform to interact with the world.
所以像我们禅宗讲说什么，要离什么心意识参，有没有听过？离心意识，这参话头要离心意识参。
So in the Chan school, we talk aboutwhen we're investigating Hua Tou, we have to relinquish and depart from
心跟意跟事，
from the mind, from thought, and from consciousness.
应该讲就是说等于是八识啦，前六识叫做识，第七识叫做意，然后第八识叫做心，对吗？
So perhaps we can, to understand that phrase, we can understand it as departing or letting go of the eight consciousness. The first six are called,
前六是四.
The first six are conscious, and the seventh consciousness is, we can think of it as thought, and the eighth one as the mind.
第七是应该是莫拉，莫拉斯。
Okay, the seventh.可是你说那个
心意，但是他们叫做意，但是它事实上就是等于相当于莫拉。
Okay, so the seventh consciousness is the mana, the
mana,
mana, mana consciousness.
对，也就是说，你真正你在用的时候，你是你的心基本上是什么？就是六尘不接触，然后你这一个心不接触以后。然后你这颗心也不能像接触，也是像接触虚空，就只要你的心往外有五层不接触，往内什么有什么有意有那一个法层不接触，就是六层不接触，接下来你的意根还有一个基本上还有能所也不接触，他们叫做什么？不能以心，不能以事，以意知啊，以事，就是以那个六识去认识外面，叫做不可以事，不可以意会，不可以心知。也就是说，你六个东西不接触以后，你也不能有一个意念说我现在正在参禅。连我正在参禅这一个念头都要没有， 才叫做离什么？离心意识。
So basically, your mind doesn't come to contact with the five sensory objects externally, nor does it contact the thoughts, the six sensory object. So from that on, and they said that you should not try to cognizeto know by using either the consciousness, the thought, or the mind. In another word, you are supposed to let go of the thought that I am meditating, I'm investigating Hua Tou, and you shouldn't even have any thought of that at this moment I am investigating.
也就是说，哎，我现在什么妄想都没有，那就是等于是还有意识，然后你连这个想法都没有，但是你还感觉你还在参，那是我们叫做心，还有心，我们叫有心知道你是这种状态。
So if you are aware that, oh, right now I don't have any vexations or wandering thoughts, that means you still have consciousness. But once you lose that thought of not having any wandering thought, then, but you are still aware that you are meditating, you are investigating, then you still, the mind, the thought is still functioning. So you are supposed to let go of all that, to reach the state of investigating Hua Tou without using the mind, consciousness, or thought.
也就是说外在要他们叫潜掉，要什么？要晃掉世界，内在什么？内在要晃掉身心，内身心外什么世界，那这晃掉以后，接下来连虚空都要什么，都要晃掉，我们就要打破虚空，那这种真的那个无明那个能所才能够真正消除。
So we are supposed to let go of all external phenomenon, and then internally letting go of phenomena of the physical body and the mind.And then at the last stage, you will even have to let go of the phenomenon of space. And only then, this dualistic mind, this constantly going back and forth between the subject and object, that can be stopped.
那个境界以后，假设那个虚空中东西弄掉以后，然后你再回到现前的世界，那这个世界就是什么？全部都是什么？心我们叫众生什么一体。
So once you're able to let go of the dualistic mind, and then from that point on returning to this world, then you'll realize that all sentient beings and all phenomena is the same as the mind. Or we can also call it all sentient beings are but one.
那就是他们跟我们不同的地方，就是我们是从身体为我然后往外看的，那他们是整个心不是停在哪里的，他是心整个全部都是他的心，那他注意你是以你为中心的整个心。
So the difference between us and someone who's enlightened is that we use our physical body as a vantage point to interact or to recognize, to cognize our entire external worldWhereas for an enlightened people, all phenomena is part of their mind. There is no one particular foothold or vantage point that they are taking. They perceive everything simultaneously. So when they are paying attention to you, a person, then they use that as a vantage point to perceive things.
所以他们根本不一样，就是他们任何时间都是心，那么任何时间都是我外境。然后这一个其实是可以用观念去什么去转化的哈。
So for an enlightened person, any moment and no time, it's not the mind. It's always just the mind. Whereas for us, in any point in time, it's always the self, me, versus external phenomenon. Having said that,we can still work on the way we understand things. We can try to understand it logically and intellectually to try to start reversing this common trend, this trend of our thought.
譬如说你们现在看我是你的心的注意力放在我的身上，放在我的脸上，放在我的什么声音上，那是你的心，对不对？你的心去 去取这个相，那你的心去取感觉树的相，那你的心说，嗯，法师讲得很好，你的心是什么？浮出一个什么念头？这都是你的心是什么？都起你的相。那你心浮出一个法师讲得很好，是不是你的心起一个法师讲得很好的相？是不是我？是不是？是你的心取相。
So, right now you're listening to the talk. So it's really your mind becoming aware or contacting my physical form, contacting my voice, contacting the content of the talk. And then you give rise to a thought of understanding or judgment of whether the talk is good or not. Is it really me that you're thinking about? No, it's your mind contacting the thought of the talk is good or the talk is bad.
我们现在回到触受爱取有，你的心触到我的脸，对不对？就色相。你的心触到我的什么声相，对不对？然后你的心触到你的感觉，身体的感觉，对不对？那你的心触到一个喜欢的感觉，好，那你的心触到说继续听下去，全部什么是你的心一直在触不同的相。
So going to these five links of contact, sensations, desires or cravings, grasping and becoming, at any point in time, it's your mind coming in contact with phenomena. For instance, your mind come in contact with my physical form. Your mind coming in contact with the form of my voice, coming in contact with the sensations of your physical body, coming in contact with a pleasurable feeling of understanding or displeasure of incomprehension, coming in contact with the thought of deciding to leave or stay. At any point is the mind contacting or grasping onto a phenomenon.
你们接触到我这个色相啊，我现在可能就有一个很观念，重要的观念。这个是帽子，对不对？是一个没有见闻觉知能力的，就是物质，对不对？是一个没有心的物质啊，就我们心已经有见闻觉知的功能，这个是没有了，我们就叫做物。那我们现在是接触到物，接触到我的声音是不是物？物，声音是物，然后接触到我的脸，这个是不是物？是物。你接触到感觉是不是物？你说法师讲得很好，是不是物？结果你说法师讲得很好，结果你把那个声音，你的念头当成是什么？当然是法师，当成是你，他说啊，我不要看了，我要回去了。你要把我要回去这个念头当成什么？它是物，是物质的物，就你把它当成是什么？是我。
So, this is a very important concept that you're, for instance, you look at you, there's a head on the table, you look at it, it's merely an object. It's an object that cannot think and has no awareness. So it's an object, your mind contact this object. Similarly, when you see me, it's your mind contacting my physical form of the physical form of my face. When you hear my voice, it's your mind contacting this object. That's my voice. When you give rise to the thought that the talk is good or the talk is bad, it's your mind contacting this object of thought, of your thinking. And then when you make a decision, I'm going to go home because it's so bad, or the talk is really good, the master is a great teacher. These are thoughts and these are merely objects that your mind come in contact with. So it's not the actual person. Don't mistake it with the master is good or bad, or oh, I am going home now. There's no intrinsic self within that thought. These are merely objects that your mind come in contact with.
其实它全部都是心，可是我们会什么呢？你看到我讲话，那第二念你的心去移转去你的想法。那我刚才那个话还在不在？消失了，可是你认为它还在。结果我那句话就变成什么？变成物，原先是心。 你的心注意我的时候是心，那你这个你的心移到你的念头去了以后，我刚才你注意我的那一个什么，那个相就消失了，变就是等于是手掌变成什么拳头，然后是由手掌变成拳头了，结果你认为手掌还在，就变成什么能手，那刚才那个手掌就变成物，变成对象，那这个变成心。
So, these are all phenomena that we come in contact with. So it's really just, it's all the mind. The mind is pervasive. It's always the mind at any given point in time. So when your mind come in contact with my physical form or my voice, it's the mind at the point, at that moment. And then your mind shifted to the thought of the talk is good or bad.As soon as your mind have shifted, the mind of contacting the sound or the form is already gone. But we do not realize or we erroneously think that the sound still exists. So instead of it being the mind, it becomes an object. So the thought...is the mind now, and there's an object, a past object of the mind, and then that's how that's how subject and object functions. Not forgetting that a past thought or a past event is already gone, we turn it into an object and grasp onto that.
所以懂这个，在我们日常生活当中，我们的心基本上还是要什么？要去接触嘛。那你接触你看能不能就是说我接触到的时候，这个是我的心，不是对方。
So now understanding that concept, in our daily life, our mind still has to come in contact with all sorts of things. So now we can try to practice when it contacts any phenomenon. We tell ourselves this is not an object, an external object that my mind is contacting. It is the mind itself.
还有就是你念头浮出来了，还有你的感觉浮出来了，啊，你可以就是什么？我有一个念头，我感知到一个念头，我感知到一个感觉，不要变成我生气了，有没有？你说我有一个生气的感觉，我有一个念头，念头是被我感知的，你只要这样做，念头是被我感知的对象。那比较清楚了。
Another way to practice is whenever we have a thought or have a feeling, emotion, that instead of saying that emotion is the self, learn to identify and saying, I perceive a thought or I perceive a feeling of anger. Instead of saying, I am angry, I am mad, say, I perceive a thought or I perceive a feeling of anger.So this is one way we can practice.
在平常你都可以用，就是说，我有一个念头，还是我很糟糕，哪一个
？So this is something that we can actually practice in our daily life. So you can say, I perceive a thought that I am lousy, or instead you can say, I am lousy. So which one are you going to choose?
这个其实就是从能手下手的哈，就是我有一个感觉跟我觉得，本来是我有一个感觉变成我觉得，到底最好是我。
So, this is exactly practicing to reverse or to undo this powerful link of subject and object, from I perceive a feeling, oftentimes is, I have a feeling.And it becomes, I am that feeling. So, there's a difference between the three ways of thinking.
那这个里面可以就是，你有一个感觉，这感觉会消失，对不对？可是能感觉那个心会不会消失？不会。所以不要把会消失的现象当成你。
So whenever you have a feeling, this feeling will disappear, right? No matter what, it will eventually disappear.Whereas the mind that has ability to be aware, to perceive that feeling, doesn't disappear. So don't make the mistake of conflating the two, thinking of a fleeting feeling as the mind itself, as, or as the self itself.
还有一个想法，对不对？想法，是什么？便于感觉的，它会消失，对不对？可是知道那一个东西的不会消失。
Similarly, when you give rise to a thought can disappear, it will disappear. So don't link this disappearing thought to the self or to the mind that has ability to be aware.
他们南传有个讲法叫做什么？这个会消失，那个会消失，可是知道消失的不会消失。
In the Theravada school, there's also a saying that this thing will disappear, nothing will disappear, but the thing that knows that those things will disappear will not disappear.
这样知道吗？不要把会消失的东西当成我。
So do not mistakenly take anything that will disappear as the self.
所以如果你懂这一个的话，那你就可以在什么？在就是起起伏伏的现象当中是什么？就是我们叫百毒不侵啊。
So if you really understand this principle and is able to practice, then you would be able to stay clear-eyed from amid of all the changing, constantly changing phenomenon.
你在这种就是众多现象，一个是外在的现象，就是色声的现象很多，还有你内在的想法很多的现象当中，如果要按用这一个莫照话头的话，不是把现象什么好坏现象转为什么好现象，然后坏感觉转为好感觉，最好是什么坏感觉本身就是完美的感觉，就是完美。
So if you understand this principle, then amidst of all sorts of external phenomena or the phenomena of the mind and the physical body, when you practice the method of silent illumination or the method of Huatou, what you're trying to do is not to convert a bad feeling into a good feeling or a bad thought into a good thought. Instead, that bad thought is in itself a perfect thought in that moment in time.
那刚才讲的阿姜叉有没有？他那个很恐惧的感觉，我们通常你要把它变成不恐惧，就表示我就 OK 了。不是，他是恐惧的感觉当中看到，知道恐惧的那一个不会恐惧。
So returning to the example of Ajahn Chah that we were talking about earlier, what he was trying to do wasn't trying to change a fearful sensation, fearful thought or feeling into not fearful anymore. What he was doing was perceiving the fear and knowing that whatever it is, the mind, or we can call it, that's perceiving, that has the ability to be aware of the fear, that itself is not fearful and it doesn't change, it will not disappear.
所以你在生活当中，可能就是外境，可能会合你的意，不合你的意，那不合你的意，你起嗔心，可能很多人就转化为什么？不嗔心啊。有时候转不过来，为什么对方一直什么一直进攻呢？那我建议你就是什么，就是在不合意的现象当中去找那一个能知道不合意的那颗心，不要去转现象，转现象有时候不会成功哦。
So, in our daily life, when we encounter something that's irritating or uncomfortable or that brings you anger,in the past, oftentimes people try to transform that into something more pleasant. But it doesn't always work if you merely work at the phenomenal level. So what I'm suggesting now is that instead of changing the phenomenon, which doesn't always work, you should look for the thing, what it is, or the mind that has the ability to perceive the irritation or the situation, the phenomenon. That itself doesn't change. So look for the mind.
所以你碰到就是不如意的哈、啊，你很生气，那你要再转你，要去你的档案里面转一个不生气的，有时候找不到呢，那你就直接找那个什么，那个总什么总档案啊，就是不生气的，不属于生气，不属于不生气的那个档案。
So sometimes when we're very irritated or extremely angry, when we are trying to turn it around to look for the phenomenon, to then latch onto a phenomenon of non-anger, sometimes it doesn't always work because the irritation or the anger is overpowering. So instead of looking for another phenomenon to replace that angry phenomenon, then go back to the root and look for the most fundamental mechanism, the thing that doesn't change. It's neither angry or happy or non-angry.
那就是莫照话头所讲的啊，就是很生气，那现在知道了生气的是谁，好、啊，那很不合意，那现在知道不合意的是谁。
So just like the methods of silent illumination or 话头, what we're trying to do is to look for who is it that's finding the situation so unbearable or so unfavorable. What is it? Who is it?
我们叫做穷本什么心眼是吧？穷本溯源就是找那一个这些现象产生的源头，就是穷本那个，然后那个
本来的本，
对，本来的本，然后就是回到源头，新的源头。
So what we're trying to do in doing this kind of investigation is to returning to the fundamental root.
那如果你能够回到源头以后，那这时候你源头是什么东西都没有，可是什么东西都可以有，所以就是碰到人家骂你的，你也可以什么，就是跟他对骂，也可以什么，瞬不是不理他，就是不理他功夫不好，就是瞬间什么，就是马上什么，就是很柔和的讲，这个失误是我们是可以看到的失误，就是什么。瞬间骂你，然后花姐你比他凶，他就柔和、啊、就马上换招、啊、
So if you are able to find the root, then you will be able to interact with any phenomenons spontaneously. Just like what 师父 did, at one moment, at the first moment he may be yelling at you, and then suddenly realizing that this technique is not going to work, that you're actually meaner than he is, then he instantaneously is able to change his mood and change his method and to start speaking very gently. So having this ability to switch and be very spontaneous is because he has knows the root that doesn't get distracted by phenomenon.
你不要说，我不能生气，我不能生气。你不要找前线的人员，你去找总经理。
So instead of telling yourself that I can't get mad, don't do it like that. Go straight to the root. So just like when you have a trouble, you don't talk to the sales representative, you go to the manager immediately.
因为只有那一个部分，你回到源头以后，那个源头什么？这个前面的那个人员是什么？是总经理管的啊，对不对？那你回到总经理，你要做什么都可以了啊。
So once you are able to find the manager and to address to the manager, then it doesn't matter what all these little staffs do. You know, they're all controlled by the manager.
不过这个不能等到他已经骂你，骂到你受不了了才来用啊，来不及了。
But you need to practice this method right away instead of waiting until when you are already bursting with anger, and by that time it's already too late.
你最好这样说：一开始的时候还没有活药味的时候，你说我是在跟他讲话吗？还是跟一个色相讲话？
So you should think this way. Even before anything starts to elevate, then you ask yourself, am I really talking to this person or am I talking to his form?
因为就是莫照话头，我们在这一个十二因缘，南传的十二因缘，他们是断爱， 断爱嗔，然后慢慢的你爱嗔断掉以后，那前面全部，因为这是一个链，你嗔爱断掉以后，前面全部断啊，这是一种。那我们的末造化头是断触，就你的心不去触任何对象，是触，它是直接断什么？断无明。
谁是直接断无明？
就是我们末造化头，对。
So the Theravada approach will be in terms of these 12 links. We'll be trying to truncate it and, by cutting off the cravings or anger, the feelings of anger. But for the Chan school and the methods of silent illumination and Hua Tou, instead we are trying to end it at the juncture of contact.And furthermore, we're trying to cut it off at the very beginning of ignorance.
也就是，如果是断处的话，就是你，如果你成功的话，是什么？是不处而处。
So, by stopping at the point of contact, if you are able to operate like this successfully,then it means you are able to perceive things without contacting or grasping onto them.
也就是说，比如说你们坐在这边啊，你是不坐而坐，你不要以为你坐在这边，你不要又把你的心跑到身体去了。
So it's just like you're sitting here right now. If you have true awareness, then you are sitting of non-sitting. Instead of you are sitting here.
那你现在还是觉得你的心在身体里面，然后往外处没关系，但是你知道你的心是什么？像一面镜子啊，镜子是什么？镜子是整体的照。那你以这个作为你努力的标准，就是没有错。我现在我镜子哈，是特别注意这个身体，那以身体为中心往外照的。那你知道，你想办法让你的心不是在身体里面。
So that's it's okay if at this point you are still operating out of your physical body. Your mind dwells on the body and perceive things externally from the vantage of the body. It's okay. But having the understanding, you should strive to start perceiving things, knowing that the mind perceives everything, not focusing on anything in particular.And you will have that as your goal. You try to achieve that goal and work toward that eventually.
然后再配合最后一个叫做什么无畏真人哈、啊，就是你的心啊是什么都没穿，什么都没有的。然后当你的心看到我的脸，那就是你的心穿着一个脸的衣服。那你的心听到声音，你的心就是什么？穿那一个声音的衣服，你的心放到身体，就是你的心，你的无畏真人穿一个身体的衣服，然后他穿的时候，他只是穿了而已，是他什么都不是。
Finally, there's this concept of the true being of no, not that doesn't abide in any positions. This means the mind in itself doesn't have any particular shape and form, but whenever, if you're paying attention to the form of my face, it's as if the mind puts on this robe of the form of my face. When you're listening to my talk, the mind then puts on another robe of the sound of my talk. If you're paying attention to your physical sensations, your mind then putting on the robe of your physical sensation.So these are robes that the mind can put on and take off at any given time, whereas the mind itself doesn't wear anything, any robes in particular.
看看你哪一个观念你可以对你会有用，那你慢慢你就用一种观念了。就观念就是观念就是方法，那在你生活当中一直去用啊。
So you can pick and choose to see which one of these concepts works the best for you. Thinking, mulling over these concepts are ways to practice. These are methods for you to deal with daily conversation. So pick among all these that I've talked about, pick one that works the best for you.
那其实无畏真人就是我们参话头里面的那一个什么 什么是我的本来面目心、嗯、
So similarly this、concept of the true being without、any doesn't, who doesn't abide in any place, this phrase is、talking about the mind, where the mind doesn't have any, doesn't abide in any place and doesn't have any, wear any robes in particular.
那除了这个以外也要配合其他的就是什么好的不喜欢坏的不讨厌
So when we're investigating, we're actually asking, looking for where, what is this mind? On top of that, we should also、augment it with the method of、we do not cling on anything that's good and we don't try to push away anything that we dislike.
因为有喜欢讨厌一定有什么有能守的
And that is because whenever you feel liking or disliking something, there's already this dualistic mind working.
还有喜欢有讨厌你的那个感受是什么是意界乐不会是什么解脱乐
So、if as long as you still harbor these thoughts of likes and dislikes, thenany kind of sensation, pleasures that you have, those still dwell in the world of desires, the realms of desires, instead of the realms of liberation.
就是好了不喜欢，坏了不讨厌这种感受，像那种感受是比那个什么，比那个好了喜欢，坏了讨厌那个受，层次还高。
So if you're able to practice not liking anything that's favorable and not disliking anything that's unfavorable, practicing that way, you're already one stage higher than、the usual realm where we like what's favorable and dislike what's unfavorable.
而且它是一直什么，一直持续的，像你的好的喜欢，坏的讨厌，你喜欢的东西会不见，对不对？你的乐受就不见了。可是我的好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌，我什么时间？都是在这种状态。
And actually, the strength, the power of this method is very, very long lasting, much longer than liking what's favorable and disliking what's favorable. Because after all, if you like something that's favorable, that thing can disappear、at any time. But if you use this method of not liking what is favorable and not disliking what's unfavorable,、you can continue to use this method and address any sorts of situations.
所以要用高级品，不要用次级品。
So you have to use methods of the first class, not、secondary class.
好，阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, 阿弥陀佛。